When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, joining us today is our favourite Mr. Lena Dixon. Hey, Misty, are you there?
I am. It's Monday.
It's Monday, and it's a very special Monday. Today we are commemorating Juneteenth. Miss D, you've been commemorating this for a very long time, Miss D.
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, we celebrated Juneteenth. And for people who aren't exactly sure what it is, it's the commemoration of the day that enslaved people in Texas found out they were free. June 19th, 1865, a full 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. So it's a celebration, of course, but for a very kind of twisted reason. But yes, as a kid, we did a lot of Juneteenth parades and barbecues to celebrate the day.
So are you allowed to say, is it right to say happy Juneteenth, or is that not the right expression, Miss D?
I mean, you can definitely say it, but maybe just say it and be like, happy Juneteenth, if that's cool with you.
Got it. Got it. Hey, we're going to jump into the show. But I think too, Miss D, the day gives us an opportunity to not only think of how far we've come, but also to think about how far we still have to go.
Absolutely. We love our country. We love America. And I think we're all still learning that to deal with the past, we have to talk about the past. And I know that's really challenging for some people. But the more you learn, the more you make sure that you understand different people's backgrounds, whether they be African-American or Caucasian or wherever your background is from. And then we get to relate to each other, because you'll probably find out that we have a lot more similarities than differences.
Amen. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Buckingham Palace is being accused of burying the investigation into Meghan Markle's alleged bullying. So the London Times, this is a very fancy paper in London. It's like the New York Times. They have a shocking new report out that Buckingham Palace's investigation into Meghan Markle's alleged bullying of staff has changed procedures and policies within the palace, particularly the HR department. But they go on to say that the findings are so highly sensitive that they have buried this report and will never ever release it. Sources said this is both to protect the privacy of the Sussexes, but also to they want to tamp down any tensions. So they're finally sort of getting along, not really, but things might be a little bit better. The last thing they need to do is put out an explosive report about Prince Harry's wife. He will blow up. This could get really, really nasty. Do you think, Miss D, this is the right decision to bury it?
Well, I think they are protecting their assets. Because we know that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have no problem if somebody says something about them taking to a TV station, a book, a podcast, a Netflix.
Yeah, they fight back. I like that. They fight back.
Yes, fight back. To say how they feel. And so these findings could come out and Meghan could come out and say that they're taken out of context and give her side of the story.
Right.
I think this is, they're burying them because they just don't want to have that happen again.
Yeah, it's really sensitive.
They give Meghan a... Yeah.
It's really, really sensitive. Now, the Queen privately funded this. She paid for an independent law firm to look into these accusations. They began last March when two senior members of the palace staff said they were bullied into leaving their jobs. They were working for the Duchess of Sussex. Then a third person came forward and said that they were humiliated by Meghan Markle after she arrived in Kensington Palace. At the time, Meghan Markle's spokespeople, they denied all these accusations and they said they were saddened about the attack on her character. Also, two people noticed that these attacks came just before her interview with Oprah Winfrey. So lots of suspicious timing here. Now, I've been poking around. My Meghan insiders tell me they doubt this story is true because if the palace had any dirt on Meghan, they would love to release it. That's what they said. Her friends are like, the palace has never held back to protect her, so why would they suddenly be doing it now? My sources at the palace tell me the investigation didn't really uncover anything that was too big a bombshell, but it's all very uncomfortable. After all, they're still a family. There are some criticisms of her within the palace. These were investigated. Now that report, because the Queen privately funded it, she owns this report. She's not going to release it. I say it ultimately gets out, Miss D. These reports always leak out. So it's better off just putting it out, I think.
I don't know, because you hit on something there, and I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to insult anybody. But you know, Meghan's from, she's an American, so maybe she said things that people who grew up in England, the British, just didn't understand, or it just didn't jive with the culture there.
Yes.
And so that might have been the reasons people felt uncomfortable. They just weren't used to the way she wanted to do things.
Right.
And so I'm thinking maybe if it comes out, it's not as shocking as people thought it was going to be.
I don't think it's that shocking. I mean, maybe she's a little bossy. We know that. I'm a little bossy.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe she didn't do things quite the British way. She's an American girl, and she's not a child either. She's a grown woman, and she has strong opinions. I think those are celebrated in America, maybe not within the British royal family. But I always believe this, Miss D, in life, get it out. Say it. Drop the report, and then let me respond, though. I will respond to this. Don't get angry when I fight back. But I think hiding it never, ever works because ultimately it will leak out. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Buckingham Palace have allegedly buried the investigation into Meghan Markle's alleged bullying. The results of that investigation are now final. However, the palace will not release them. What do you think? Should the palace, should the Queen, she's in charge, should she release the findings of the investigation? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D, what are you working on?
Ooh, what was the interview we've all been waiting for? Amber Heard sat down with Dateline and she shared her post-trial plan. So she said, I look forward to living my life. So in an hour-long interview with Savannah Guthrie, she said, now that the trial has concluded, she's looking forward to motherhood.
Mm.
She says, I get to be a mom. I get to be a full time mom. So now for those not in the know, Amber welcomed a baby girl back in July 2021 via surrogate and said she would be both the mom and the dad to the baby. And I quote what she said, I think no matter what, it will mean something. I did the right thing. I did everything I could to stand up for myself and the truth. And I look forward to living my life. And I have a long one, I hope, in front of me. And I will continue to walk through this with my chin up. Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying.
Really, really difficult here. And so I think focusing on her child, on her private life, is probably a good idea. I don't totally believe it, though, because she said this while sitting down with NBC. So the best way to focus on your family is to just do it. Not to say you're going to do it during an interview. I think, Amber, if you're listening, hello, 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 stop doing these interviews. Just for a while, get your head together. Think about what you're going to want to say. It's too soon for you to know yet really how you feel about all this. Take at least a week off. How about a month off? Disappear, be with your family, figure this out, and then take the next steps. I think jumping right away into not a little interview. This is Savannah Guthrie. This is a major interview, Miss D. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, but it's so hard when you feel that you've been wronged, especially in court in front of the whole world, to hold back on your feelings. You want to be like, wait a second, that's not
right,
fair.
Right, right.
And I think this is her that's not fair she's doing.
Yeah, no,
not to say that she shouldn't take some, because you know what? The biggest control you have is between stimuli and response.
Mm.
So I agree in taking some time to really think about what
it.
You want to say.
Yeah.
But it's hard when people are saying, you did wrong and you don't feel you did.
Honey, I live it every day. I live it every day. Okay, let's move along. Khloe Kardashian is setting the record straight about her dating life. So anonymously, somebody reported that Khloe's dating another NBA player. Khloe saw this and responded, saying, it's definitely not true. I love you, and I thank you for your nice wishes, but I'm not seeing a soul. I'm happy to focus on my daughter and myself for a while. So the rumor comes after a recent episode of The Kardashian Show that showed a lot of drama unfolding in how Khloe split up with Tristan Thompson. It was very, very, very ugly. But she's not dating again just yet. Let me tell you a little secret, my friends. When Khloe's dating, Kris Jenner will tell us all. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry. It's so lovely as reporters, Miss D. We don't have to work that hard on the Kardashians because they tell us everything.
Mm-mm.
They just tell us.
Now, this is the exact opposite, right? So Khloe actually wants to take some time just to focus on herself, focus on her child. And I think all the fans want her to be happy.
Mm.
So they're always saying, oh, no, she's in love with somebody else. But you know what? After a breakup, you need some time. You have to figure out what you want. And look, if you're Khloe Kardashian, you got the money, the clothes,
yes,
the family,
yes,
the TV network behind you to take the time. She don't need no man right
she
now.
Don't ever need anybody. Hey, Khloe, we're sending you our love, 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 love. This story made me sad, Misty. Wendy Williams, we've both been on her show many times. I like to think of Wendy as somewhat of a friend. I know that you have met her lots and lots of different occasions too. What's going on with Wendy? The show's over.
The show is over, and you would think that her purple chair and other memorabilia from the show would be saved.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Sources are telling me that all her stuff is just being thrown out in the trash. Now, this part breaks my heart, and I might have to roll up on the studio, because they're saying the wigs are still there.
Honey, they should not be thrown out.
They're going to be thrown out, according to the Sun. And I'm like, wait a second, call Miss D, I will take them.
It's so
you know, you would
sad.
Think, yeah, you would think that her chair would go to the Smithsonian,
yeah,
just like they
yeah
did with The View, yeah, when they celebrated after 10 years. So it's not happening.
Right.
And the show kind of ended kind of it just kind of fizzled out because Wendy didn't come back. There was no goodbye or fanfare. And so it's just kind of a sad ending to quite the legacy.
It is,
TV
isn't it?
Legacy.
It is, although a friend of Wendy said to me, it's sort of the perfect ending because it's messy. And Wendy was messy. I mean that with total respect. They were like, the Wendy Williams show was never going to end like, you know, a big talk show. It was never going to end like Seinfeld. It was never going to end with a big celebration or the last episode of Friends. It was always going to end in a messy way. And I was like, really? And they were like, that's why Wendy's fabulous. Mm-hmm. You're not putting her down by saying it. I hope, if she's listening, hello, 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 I hope she would agree that was her skill. So having a messy ending here might be the right thing. I do think, though, just out of respect, they should put all that stuff in storage. One day, maybe she will want it. At the moment, it's difficult. I don't think Wendy has the infrastructure around around her at the moment. You can't call an assistant or a manager or an agent to say, what does she want with this? Like, I think Wendy would probably want that chair in her living room. Hey, I'd want it.
Miss D, we could sell it on eBay. We could, I mean, there's a lot of money there, isn't it?
So it makes me a bit sad, but at the same time, I think it was inevitable. And I also think too, hey, shout out to Sherry Shepherd. I watched that last show. She was in a very difficult position because she's taking over. So she had to say goodbye to Wendy, and then she also had to transition into it becoming her show. I thought the tone was really good. And I thought, Sherry, you are a class act. Sitting there, looking in the camera, giving respect to Wendy Williams, somebody who's not been that kind to Sherry, let's say. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a real classy move. Where were you on that, Miss D?
Absolutely. The only way you can handle it is with class and dignity. And of course, showing reverence for the person who did sit in that chair for so many years. So, I mean, we all got to root for Sherry and having success for her show. And you know what? We all got to root for Wendy for the next step in her
you
life.
You just hit the nail on the head.
I have faith she can come back with something
big. We can root
big.
For both of them. We haven't got a pick here. It's not an either or. Often we put two strong women against each other. We don't have to do that. We can be a fan of Wendy and a fan of Sherry. Like, you can be a fan of Kate Middleton and also a fan of Meghan Markle. You don't have
Absolutely.
To pick here, everybody. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Britney Spears' lawyer is slamming her dad for wanting to depose Britney over her Instagram posts. So Britney's dad is furious that he thinks Britney's been trashing him on social media. She sort of has, or maybe, you know, she's been saying what she thinks. I don't know if it's trashing him, maybe it's just the truth. He's furious about it, and now he wants to depose her. Well, the lawyer said, absolutely not. Hold on a minute here. You have never sat for a deposition. They've asked him for now a long time, and he's never done it. The dad has already shown his true character years ago when it comes to Britney Spears. He has no credentials here, no reason to depose Britney. Oh, good grief, this family drama, it's never, ever going to end. We're going to end for a minute, though, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with my dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D.
Hello.
Let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you very much. So, the royal family could cut off Meghan and Harry if they share details from the Jubilee. Do you tell your family secrets? This is about you, not Meghan and Harry. Let's have a look. 80% said yes. You do tell your family secrets. I do too, Miss D. I do. I just spent a week home with my family in Britain, and I've told all their secrets to everybody at Bottino. If you're listening, hello, hello, hello. Miss D, you're actually pretty good at not telling secrets.
Yes, I can keep a secret really well. You'll never see it on social media or in the public. However, you know, when I'm talking to my girlfriends, when I'm talking to my little sister, ooh, we be talking about the family.
I love it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. Well, our nicest of the day is Harry Styles because he was having a concert in Manchester, England. And he asked the fans if they could be quiet for just a moment because he wanted to find one of his first teachers who was sitting in the audience. He said, I'm going to ask a favor from you because I'd like to try to find someone. So it was his first ever school teacher, Anne Vernon. She was in the crowd, and they were in the Emirates Old Trafford Stadium, which holds 26,000 people.
Wow.
But within seconds, he managed to find her, and he said, there she is, Mrs. Vernon. He fell to his knees. The crowd went wild. He said, how are you? I heard you were retiring. I just want to thank you for all those formative years. Thank you so much. It means so much. And then he dedicated a song to her, Canyon Moon. So I'm sure Mrs. Vernon was touched and just giggled pink.
It's just lovely. You know, there are teachers of mine that I wish could see how successful I've become. I'm not Harry Styles, but there are some teachers that were really, really instrumental in teaching me to be who I am. I can name one right now. Mrs. Higgins. I remember her name. Do you have one?
Yes. Yes. Professor Root, who I actually am still in touch with on Facebook. She was one of the most popular instructors at Boston University, and she has so many followers, and she's just amazing. So, Professor Root, if you're listening, giving you a shout out today.
I love it. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Jennifer Aniston has revealed that that salad that went viral, remember she had the same salad every day during the 90s while she was filming Friends? That salad, the Jennifer Aniston salad, it ain't her salad. I know. I know. Can you imagine this? So she said, quote, "I'm sorry, I feel like I'm disappointing everybody, but that's not my salad. It looks delicious, but it's not the salad that I had on Friends." So all this started when Courtney Cox told the LA Times in 2010 that Jennifer had the same salad every day, and it was a doctored Cobb salad while they were on the set together. Thousands of different types of these salads have been recreated. They're all over TikTok and Instagram. However, it's not the case. Jennifer has no idea where the Jennifer Aniston salad recipe came from, adding that, "I would never, ever have chickpeas in my salad because it's not good for your digestive tract." I do have her salad of choice. She's finally revealed it, so get your pens out. Her salad of choice is totally different. It is shredded lettuce, chicken, egg whites, a couple of garbanzo beans, I'm not sure even what they are, some bacon, oh, that's surprising, and a balsamic vinaigrette. So now you know. And naughtiest of the day. Oh, Jen, you broke my heart.
That sounds delicious, though.
Okay, let's get one today, Misty. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum, you get a rum, you get a rum, you get a rum, you get a rum. What do you get? You get a rum.
I get a rum.
There you go, Misty. I found this quote in the book, The Forward Answer, my book, really inspiring, and I wanted to share it with you today. It's not that simple, so hold with me. Mindy Kaling said the following quote, "Gratitude is the closest thing to beauty manifested as an emotion." So if you want to know what beauty looks like, real beauty as an emotion, it is gratitude.
Yes. I mean, we have to take time to be grateful for what is already in our lives, to make space to bring in new things that are even greater. And it's so hard because you're thinking, well, if I want a better life, shouldn't I be thinking about, well, I need more of this and I need more of that? But you have to thank whatever it is you believe in for what you have right now. And when you start doing that, what happens is that you feel this freedom, this lightness, which allows more to come in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So today, if you want to feel, if you want to see true beauty, don't look in a mirror. Feel gratitude. Feel grateful. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be
naughty,
you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.